Blog Talk Radio.
Divine Healing Pack is another great show through the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Join us for 1 hour of divine healing and energy transformation as Amin Hamid guides us into our own abilities to heal ourselves, others, and the living planet.
Hello, our wonderful, lovely listeners out there. First of all, I want to tell you we are still celebrating the Earth Day, the extended version of the Earth Day. I hope you're all enjoying your time and having fun flowing in divine river of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Iman, are you with us?
Hello there, I'm here, yes, good to be here, and good to be celebrating a day past the Earth Day.
For us, every second, every minute, every hour of the day is an Earth Day. Because, let's get it straight, if there is no Earth, there is none of us. So, for us to exist, Earth must exist. And for Earth to exist, we need to serve Mother Earth, the angelic Earth. Serving Mother Earth, the angelic Earth, is so simple. All we gotta do is most often throughout the day flow in love, joy, peace, and compassion through our unique connection with divine, nourish ourselves. And as we nourish ourselves and we stay charged up, instead of draining the energy of the earth, we keep on charging up Mother Earth. So the process is so simple. It's just a matter of practicing the habit that keeps us stay charged up. How do we do that? Well, we just become aware of our unique connection with divine through our heart. And as challenges arise, we say, divine, God, Ascended Masters, Archangels, I got some challenge. Help me out. Send some support. Let me be the best I can be to serve myself during this challenge and handle this challenge the most effective way. Like that athlete who will become number one in Olympic. And as you are asking for support, as you're asking for help, as you stay charged up, so you can deal with the challenge, whether it's a physical challenge, emotional challenge, or mental challenge, you stay charged up. So that way, we are contributing the most energy to ourselves. And as we contribute the most energy to ourselves, to our inner body, then instead of draining Mother Earth, we stay charged up. So we have devoted this program to exactly doing that. So Iman, you want to know how we are going to do it?
Yeah, I'm curious. You mentioned the word draining Mother Earth, and I would also like to for you to talk about draining ourselves, as a lot of people may be experiencing these days.
Well, that's given. The minute we start flowing, spinning in a fear-based emotion, start telling ourselves, I hate this, I hate that, I hate the traffic, I hate my job, I hate my life. All we are doing is taking that knife, start stabbing our thought body, emotional body, and as we are doing that, we start leaking energy.
Well, let me play devil's advocate here. Somebody would come back to say, what are you talking about? You know, like if I'm worried about something, how can I not just think about it? How can I not just be concerned about it? How can I just not worry about it? What is your practical answer to that?
Well, the first question is, by practicing worriness, what am I accomplishing? If I'm having a challenging situation, let's say if you are stuck in a blizzard, what are you going to do? Take all your clothes off? So you start shivering and freezing more and faster? Or are you going to make sure that you have all your clothing on? Which one are you going to do?
You're going to try to cover yourself and wear as much clothing as you possibly can and stay in a safe environment.
Exactly. So when I start worrying about the situation, start getting frustrated, start getting angry, start getting jealous, it's no different than say, oh my God, this is a bad blizzard. I better take all my clothes off and deal with it naked. Energetically, that's what happens.
So why is it that that worriness, that wondering about things hits us first? Why does that happen, you think?
Practice makes perfect.
So we have just practiced that? Is that what you're saying?
Practiced it over time, more and more, and we did not realize we are practicing it. Take a kid as an example, a two-year-old. The two-year-old falls, hurt himself or herself, and then we as a parent, as a guardian, as someone who just happened to be there, pick the kid up, hold the kid, and say, oh, you lovely child, you hurt yourself. It's going to all go away. The pain is going to go away. Let me just giggle you a little bit. Let me just tickle you a little bit. Let me just make some faces. Within a second, what does the kid do?
Start smiling, start having fun, maybe.
Exactly. That's our nature. That's how we are born. What happened? Why is it that when we are a child, we are a young kid, the smallest thing, even when we are in the most pain, in the most fear-based situation, the smallest thing can trigger us to come out of it, start laughing, giggling, and just loving it. What's the difference? Now, when we get to be teenager, when we get to be, you know, youngster, when we get to be young adult, the slightest thing gets us upset, and it takes us hours and hours and days and months to recover from it. What's the difference? What have we accumulated within ourselves that has caused such a tremendous shift? What do you think?
Well, we probably have been advised not to be like a kid, act responsible, act like an adult, act our age. You know, all these cliches that we hear all the time.
Oh, you mean laugh? Only kids are allowed to laugh?
Well, a lot of times in the adulthood or in the adult scenery, adults are not supposed to take things lightly.
Well, are adults supposed to take things most effective so they can overcome the challenge the most effective way?
Yes.
Okay, then. If I am angry, if I'm pissed, if I'm jealous, if I'm upset, if I, from morning till night, I say, I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't like that, am I most effective?
I see your point. So in a way, you're saying maybe we should be more like the movie Yes Man. Open ourselves up to new possibilities, open ourselves up to different ways of doing things, maybe.
In order for us to stay most effective, has nothing to do with saying yes or no. It's got to do with constantly nourishing ourselves. With what?
Love, joy, peace, and compassion.
Okay, the other choice we have is nourish ourselves with fear-based emotion, anger, jealousy, greed. When we do that, we keep on leaking.
Yes.
So, we are, life is all about joy. Life is all about happiness. I love you, Taoism in this respect. You say, life is all about joy and happiness. You see it in a young child. Something happened between that time and our adulthood that we transformed all that happiness into anxiety, all that joy into frustration. So guess what happens when that occurs? As we leak, we have to still nourish ourselves. So in order to nourish ourselves, we start withdrawing energy from our closest environment to us. Other people, household, around the company, around the county, in a bigger scale, Mother Earth. And Divine says, look, buddy, why are you draining yourself? Why are you draining your environment? Why are you draining the angelic earth? Why are you draining Mother Earth? Plug yourself to me. I already gave you that connection. That connection belongs to you. It's through your heart. Bring your ego, bring your intellect, bring your heart into a state of synchronicity. As you bring it into a state of balance, as you get that connection back, it's most effective. You stay charged up because the energy in the divine is unlimited. It's limitless. So he says, instead of withdrawing the energy from your environment, all plants, animal kingdom, water mass and life in water mass, four elements, earth, air, fire and water, weather system, communication on earth, balance of life on earth. Just let me charge you up. Let me keep you charged up all the time. So it's not an issue of saying, why are we doing it? It's an issue of, if we do it with our free subscription, with the divine, through our heart, and benefit from that abundance, trust ourselves 100%. Trust our connection 100%. Every single one of us being a miracle every second of the day can accomplish the most miracle within ourselves. And as we saturate ourselves with such a love, joy, peace, and compassion, which is free subscription to every one of us, without any favoritism, without any prejudicism, the most abundant, the most prosperous, then we naturally reflect that energy of love, joy, peace, and compassion to our environment. The rest of it is just be aware of it. And as challenges arise, become aware of the challenge and say, oh my goodness, I got this tough road. I got this steep hike. I need help. Now, if I give you this imagery, divine, throw me that invisible rope that I'm connected to it through my heart, so it keep on charging me up so I can go up this steep rope, this steep road. So today what we are going to do is, as we do our meditation, as we keep on charging ourselves, we will also ask for healing energy for the various beings who live on Earth. Now let me ask you a question, Iman.
Yes.
Because this is very important. Let's talk about water. Do you think water is life or death?
Water, do I think if water is live or dead? It's alive.
Why do you say that?
Because it has energy, it vibrates, it flows, it changes form, it creates, it destroys, it does most everything that people, human beings do.
Okay. How about air? Do you think air is live or dead?
Most everything that I thought about water also seemed to apply about air, so I would say alive.
Okay. How about fire?
Alive.
Okay. How about earth?
Definitely alive.
So, you agree that the four elements are alive?
Yes, I do.
Beautiful.
Do you want me to disagree?
How about weather system?
Well, the weather system, isn't that a combination of, or some combination of the four elements in itself?
100%.
So it has to be alive.
Okay, beautiful. How about communication on Earth? Do you think that is alive or dead?
Well, let's see. Communication is a transfer of waves, again, vibrations. Just, you know, loosely looking at it, it seems to be alive. Everything seems to be alive at this rate.
There you go. So we are constantly exchanging energy with all plants.
Uh-huh.
Animal kingdom. Water mass and life in water mass. The four elements. Earth, air, fire, and water. The weather system. Communication on Earth, and balance of life on Earth. So as we do the meditation, as we move from our region of the body to the next region of the body, we can also ask for healing energy for these elements. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, for the folks who like to join us during this live broadcast, the area code is 347-202-0886. Again, area code 347-202-0886. We also love to hear from the most pessimistic who thinks four elements, earth, air, fire, and water, are dead. Weather system is dead. Communication on earth is dead. But for people who think earth is dead, we would love to hear your feedback. and tell us why you think Earth is dead and the four elements are dead. Now, of course, I tell you, Jules Johnson did a wonderful, fantastic job yesterday broadcasting a 24 hours program about Earth Day. That program had such a beautiful vibration.
And I believe the archive version is still available. Would you like to give the address to folks to go check
the address?
It out? I'm going to find it while you're continuing.
Yeah. While you're finding it, I tell you, during that program, it had so much energy. The minute I started listening to it, my entire body started vibrating, started tingling. Beautiful show she did. And it was all for loving Mother Earth. So we are continuing that program today. And during this broadcast, we are going to ask for healing energy. For every one of you wonderful listeners, we love you so dearly and we are here to serve you.
Would you like the address?
As well as the Mother Earth and every living beings on the Mother Earth.
The address to the address to the special broadcast is LOA, L as in Larry, O as in O, and A as in Andy, Radio Network, stands for Law of Attraction Radio Network, .com/jules.html. I will repeat that. It's LOA Radio Network .com/Jules, JEWELS .html.
And Jules Johnson will love you for such a wonderful program you did. I'm going to bring you one example about what's happening on Mother Earth and why we are having so many challenges recently. And then we start the healing process. Imagine that a mother has 10 children who are totally, totally, totally playful and totally, totally, totally out of discipline. And they're just constantly running around in the house, breaking everything. Do you think that mother, even if she runs after them 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, will ever catch up with everything they're breaking?
Probably not.
Okay. Now imagine that there are 6 billion plus people living on Mother Earth. And let's say, out of that, just for the sake of discussion, 50% of us are constantly or most often throughout the day are afraid of either our life or our survivor or our living environment or other things, whether it's related to our physical body or emotional body or our thought body. Let's say 50% are constantly worried, frustrated, stressed out, angry, less, or greedy. That makes it about 3 billion plus. Do you think Mother Earth can ever keep up with all this drainage of the energy that's occurring?
Definitely. Definitely not.
But there is one thing. Very few of us, if we tap into the collective consciousness, if we tap into the divine healing energy, the love, joy, peace, and compassion, just the listeners on this program, as well as the ones who listen to the archive version, and ask for healing energy on behalf of the entire Mother Earth and the entire humanity population on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
We can set up an energetic umbrella that would massively charge up those people. Sometimes you may think, well, I'm just one person. What difference am I going to make? If we all believe in miracle, if we all trust our unique connection, if we all trust our heart, we can make the biggest, most miraculous change if we choose to do it. It's just a matter of belief. Belief in who? In self. Not in others, in self.
In ourselves.
Exactly, believe in ourselves.
Speaking of all this good meditation, maybe we should get started because we are like 25 after the hour.
Let's go. So, beautiful, wonderful listeners, we will guarantee a tremendous energy blast off. Just fasten your seatbelt so you won't fly too high. And if you did, that's all okay. Have fun. Okay, close your eyes. Just become aware of your breath, your divine breath. Allow your heart to open as you are breathing with the most intensity, through your unique connection, love, joy, peace, and compassion into your heart. And charging yourself up, your emotional body, your thought body, your physical body. And as you are breathing out, your love, joy, peace, and compassion back into the divine, circulating and transforming whatever disease state that may arise, physical disease state, emotional disease state, mental disease state, into its healthy counterpart. Welcome all your thought. Welcome all your emotion. Welcome all your challenge. Because today, for your benefit, for the benefit of every single living being on Earth, and for the benefit of Mother Earth, you are willing to yield into flowing in divine river of love, joy, peace, and compassion, and just having fun and joy. Now we set our intention. As your eyes are closed, as you're at your comfort zone, in your comfortable spot, Just repeat after me. I set my intention to be the same and synchronized as divine intention. God, divine, collective consciousness, self. I'm your child, living on earth, living on Mother Earth, the angelic earth, serving you, serving Mother Earth, and serving myself. Please allow love, joy, peace, and compassion gush through my heart. And I filter every thought, every emotion, and every physical challenge through the lens of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Now that you said it, it's time to practice it. As that thought arises, as that emotion arises, as that physical challenge arises, accept them. Yield to them. Because through yielding, through acceptance, then you can find the golden nugget for that challenge, and you can heal it, overcome it the most effective way. Just be aware of your breath. As those challenges arise, love them, hold them, hug them, kiss them. Through that process, you're constantly transforming those challenges into their healthy counterpart. So instead of draining you, and we withdraw energy from the Mother Earth. We withdraw energy through our heart from the Divine. Through every inhale. So we can give that energy that we have withdrawn from the Divine into ourselves. With every exhale into the Mother Earth. Just try it. And see what a wonderful you are. Through serving, we are gaining. Through giving, we are gaining and staying charged up. God requests for healing energy for all the listeners in this program, the live version and the archive version, for our limbic system, center of nervous system, cortex, temporal lobe, pleasure center, emotional body, liver, gallbladder, and kidney, sternum for quality of our blood, white blood cell, red blood cell, platelet, opening our heart, and also the 14 acupuncture meridian lines and the 7 chakra points. Now, you may also ask for healing energy for all planets on Earth, So you say, God, divine, collective consciousness, request for healing energy for myself, all the organs we mentioned, and all planets on Earth. So we establish a three-point system of healing, us, all planets on Earth, from the divine. Now, all the wonderful listeners out there, please, please also ask for healing energy for the animal kingdom in your own language, from the divine, from the bottom of your heart, as you are asking for healing energy for yourself. Now, please, all the wonderful listeners out there, also ask energy for water mass and all life in water mass as you're asking for healing energy for yourself. Thank you. the wonderful listeners out there on the live version or the archive version, please, as you're asking for healing energy for yourself, also ask for healing energy for the four elements: earth, air, fire, and water. All these live elements are within us. So as we ask for healing energy for these elements, we are also asking for healing energy for ourselves. We are all one, and we are all one together. We are establishing an umbrella, a three-point healing system, asking for healing energy from the divine for ourselves, as well as all plants on earth, animal kingdom, water mass and life in water mass, the four elements, earth, air, fire, and water. Divine breath, breathing in love, joy, peace, and compassion, breathing out love, joy, peace, and compassion. Now, we also ask for our healing energy from the divine through our unique connection for the weather system on earth. The tornado, the volcano, the earthquake, the storm, all the different type of weather system, the weather pattern. So it becomes into a state of balance. Now we are asking for healing energy for ourselves as well as all plants, animal kingdom, water mass and life in water mass, the four elements, earth, air, fire and water, as well as weather system. So we create a state of balance for all the living beings on earth. Now we also ask for healing energy for communication on earth. So we can develop our telepathic ability, our extrasensory perception, communicating among each other better, communicating with our plants, animal kingdom, water mass and life in water mass, the four elements, earth, air, fire and water, the weather system. So we all tap into this collective communication. So become more aware of each other's state so we can help one another most effective way from the divine through our unique connection. Flowing in the river of love, joy, peace, and compassion. now as we are asking for healing energy for ourselves. We also ask for healing energy for balance of life on Earth. We're asking through our unique connection with the Divine for love, joy, peace, and compassion for ourselves as well as all plants, animal kingdom, water mass and life in water mass. The four elements, earth, air, fire, and water, weather system, communication on earth, and balance of all life on earth. From the Divine. Thankful to yourself for being willing to serve you, to serve yourself with love, joy, peace, and compassion, and serving all the living beings on earth, all plants, animal kingdom, water mass, and life in water mass. The four elements which are alive, just like you and I. Earth, air, fire, and water. The weather system that's just alive, like you and I. Communication that's alive, like you and I. Balance of life, which is alive, just like you and I. Through serving others, we are being served by the Divine. Through loving others, Divine loves us more. Through loving ourselves, having compassion for ourselves, for our physical body, for our emotional body, for our thought body. Through having peace and joy for ourselves, for our physical body, for our emotional body, for our thought body, we all become one. One essence. Collectively together. Flowing in the river of love, joy, peace, and compassion. I hope that you enjoyed this meditation. It's a lovely meditation to gain through giving. And being served by the Divine. Being nourished by the Divine with love, joy, peace, and compassion. Through serving ourselves as well as serving other beings. living on earth. As we do that, the pressure is lift off Mother Earth. We become loving children who cares and loves and enjoy and has fun living on Earth. Are you still with us, Iman?
I am. I had to force myself to come back. The energy was fantastic. We have less than a minute to go. Just a note to our fantastic listeners, if you, in case you wonder what we mean by energy was fantastic, this and that, when you relax and you just flow with the meditation, you will sense, however, you will sense the energy. You will notice it the way that it comes in for you. And it was really nice. Thank you, Amin. I appreciate it.
Oh,
we have less than a minute to go.
Thank yourself and your wonderful heart and your beautiful connection with divine.
I do, to all three items.
Love you all and wish to have you next week. And please, please serve yourself and flow in love, joy, peace, and compassion for the rest of the day and the night till next Friday.
Take care. Have a good weekend. Have a good week. Have a good time. Have a good life.
A big hug for you all.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us on Divine Healing Pack. If you'd like more information, go to healingpack.org. That's healingpaq.org.
Chat room chat about.